What's up, Dog Pound? Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Nathan Zagura joined, as always, by Dustin Fox. And we're going to get into a little matchup preview. The key matchup for the Browns and the Ravens this Sunday at First Energy Stadium as the Browns try to extend their winning streak from 1-2. Now, Dustin, we'll start with the running game. Browns finally have an identity. They can run the football, averaging over 152 yards per game on the ground, 5.1 yards per carry, but they face a Ravens team giving up just 89 yards per game on the ground. The irresistible force meets the immovable object. Who comes out on top?
Well, obviously something has to give in this game, and their run defense has been fantastic the first couple weeks. And the Browns have obviously had some great success with a couple of young rookies. I think they have to run the ball to have some success and to win this football game. I just don't know where we come out. And I think the Browns in this game, they got to stay with the run. Even if they, early in the game, like let's say they have some issues with it and aren't getting the yards that they want, stick with the running game.
Absolutely. They've got to stick with it. The running game, key to this offense, because not only does it gain yards and wear down a defense, it sets up the play action and an opportunity for Brian Hoyer to take some shots downfield. Now, if he's going to be able to do that, he needs good protection. I think the biggest matchup to watch here is Mitchell Schwartz against Elvis Dumervil. Dumervil got the best of him last year. One sack, three quarterback hits, six hurries, a lot of pressures. How can Schwartz hold up today?
I think he's played better. Mitchell Schwartz has certainly probably not one of the best offensive linemen we have, but he's a young player. He's still learning his way in this league, and he's going to have a tremendous challenge this weekend against Dumervil. I think he's just got to play within himself and obviously get some help from other guys on that offensive line. You know, they draft him in the second round for a reason, and he's got to step up.
He's got to step up. Dumervil had two sacks last week against the Steelers, a ridiculous bull rush. I'd like to see the Browns maybe throw a tight end, a little chip from a back on the way out. Give Mitchell Schwartz a little bit of help there against Elvis Dumervil. Now, the Browns on the defensive side, I think they're going to handle the Ravens' run game. But the pass game, the Ravens bring a lot of weapons. They've got the Smiths, Torrey Smith and Steve Smith. Steve right now having a great season, 13 catches, 25 targets, second in the NFL. How do you see Joe Hayden, Justin Gilbert, and Buster Screen handling that duo?
I think it's going to be so much fun to watch Joe Hayden versus Steve Smith, a battle that you can probably imagine will go four quarters. I think these guys will have fun jawing at each other. Joe Hayden will certainly take advantage of that and go back and forth with him. And, you know, honestly, I'm curious to see how Buster Screen and Justin Gilbert, the young corner out of Oklahoma State, matches up with some of their other guys, including Torrey Smith. And then, of course, you can't forget about the tight ends they have, too. I mean, they got a couple guys there in Owen Daniels and Dennis Pitta, who both are off to a really good start to the season.
Yeah, Baltimore, the only team in the NFL with both tight ends having at least nine receptions through the first two games, Pitta and Daniels. Now, obviously, Jimmy Graham, he's a different story. But I think our linebackers and safeties certainly can contain this duo with Dansby, with Kirksey, Gipp, and, of course, Dante Winter. But I think that's going to be a key because Joe Flacco loves to go to his tight ends in the red zone and on third down.
Yeah, there's no question with what they did last week, getting in the end zone. Owen Daniels certainly got in there a couple times. And then the Browns last week with Jimmy Graham, the struggles they had, obviously that is something that's got to be a big concern this week. And with Gary Kubiak taking over as offensive coordinator, he likes to move his tight ends all around in this offense and certainly will put them out wide as wide receivers too. So you may face some of the similar sets that you saw against the Saints this week against the Ravens.
No question about it. Those are the matchups to watch. I think ultimately for the Browns to win this game, they've got to be able to run the football, protect the quarterback, and make Joe Flacco become one-dimensional. This run defense that has struggled in the early going needs to step up for the Browns. For Dustin Fox, I'm Nathan Zagura. That's Cleveland Browns Today. And keep it tuned right here to clevelandbrowns.com for all the latest Browns news and notes.